The difference between a great soul that aligns itself with openness and growth and interdependence, that transcends its fear on behalf of itself and its collective, and one that does not, is that the soul that chooses openness has a different active level of courage and insight and wisdom, and the one that does not has consistently weakened under the impact of the fear of the collective. Choice to choice to choice to choice, negativity upon negativity, and a Hitler is created. The soul that was Hitler had great potential as well. Every soul that agrees consciously to bring to a level of human interaction the love and compassion and wisdom that it has acquired is trying through his or her own energy to challenge the fear patterns of that collective. This is the archetypical pattern that was put into place within our species by the teacher, Jesus. It is what he symbolized as he moved through his lifetime in the way that he did. He released the negative karmic patterns of the collective unconscious that had accumulated to his time. In each great soul, it is the same pattern. The pattern of taking on the whole through the power of his or her own consciousness to transform it. When a soul reaches for authentic power and chooses consciously to bring that power into the levels of interaction that it shares with other souls, it enters this dynamic. It brings to a collective energy system the consciousness of authentic power, and through that power, engages in the transformation of that collective. Your evolution toward authentic power, therefore, affects not only you. As the frequency of your consciousness increases, as the quality of your consciousness reflects the clarity, humbleness, forgiveness, and love of authentic power, it touches more and more around you. As your temptations become greater, so does your ability to make responsible choices. As you shine brighter, as your light and power increase with each responsible choice, so does your world.